Architect Daniel Karlov walks around the construction site of his most recent housing project, and he can't help but stop and stare. The roof is larger and higher than the other houses around it. There are windows in the corners of the walls. The house at the corner of Columbia's Ash Street and Sanford Avenue is different than any of the other houses in town. Karlov designed this house to consume zero energy, what's called a net zero house.
So the overall idea is that at the end of the year that we come to use zero energy. We produce as much as we use.
The city chose Karlov's net zero design in a competition for an energy efficient, affordable house last year and granted $65,000 in federal funding to fill an empty lot with Karlov's net zero house. Karlov teamed up with engineer Lawrence Lyle, nonprofit housing organization Habitat for Humanity, and renewable energy advocacy group People's Visioning for the competition.
We have 30 solar panels that will be on the roof, and that will generate enough electricity for a 1,300-square-foot house.
Karlov says between two different types of panels, a heat exchanger to warm water, and up to 45% more insulation than in a standard house, the house on Ash Street will be self-sustaining. There's another appeal, too. The house is designed to live bigger than its physical size.
We're trying to make a small house feel large psychologically. The spaces inside the house actually have vaulted ceilings, which isn't common for a budget house.
Karlov says the house will cost about $120,000 to build due to Habitat for Humanity's labor. That's about $20,000 less than if a contractor built it. But Karlov says most of the savings from the house will be long-term energy savings. It could potentially pay for itself. City of Columbia Community Development Department housing specialist Eric Hempel says the green aspect of the house is crucial to its affordability.
One of the most significant costs for affordable housing, other than a mortgage, would be the energy costs. So as far as long-term durability and affordability, having a home be energy efficient is essential, in our opinion.
Water and Light Department Residential Services Supervisor Terry Freeman says it's not that easy to just build an energy efficient house because people think in the short term and not the long term. Freeman says energy savings on a house could take more than 30 years to pay off, but Karlov says his house may pay for itself in 7. The city is trying to raise awareness about energy-efficient buildings and take Columbia to the next step in energy-efficient building. The Net Zero House has been under construction since October, but progress has been delayed because of bad winter weather. It's expected to be completed in May. But Karlov says people can benefit from this house already.
Say you're going to build a house, and you can come by this one, and you can start looking at how things were done here and see maybe how you might want to incorporate some of that into the house.
With this first step, the Net Zero House will be a working demonstration of how a house consuming zero energy works. With producers Eliza Davidson and Jason Bradyhoff, Morgan Dzakowicz, KBIA News.